Addressing the annual Economic Outlook Conference at Sonoma State on Wednesday morning, California State University System Chancellor Timothy White opened with some eye-catching numbers. Their 23 campuses awarded 100,000 degrees last year, he reported, and today fully 10% of the workforce in the state consists of CSU graduates.
They go into the workforce and earn a higher salary than if they did not have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a teaching credential. So it's good for them, but also then they're the sort of folks who get on the school boards or the park districts, oversight of police, all the things that add quality of life to everybody that lives in that community.
At the same time, White said, it is expected that California's economy needs another 60,000 college graduates each year. That's a 40% increase over present numbers, with half due to come through the CSU. So one of the chancellor's priorities is to increase access to and within the state schools.
It's one thing to get admitted to Sonoma State University, but when you get there, if you can't find the courses you need in the right sequence at the right time of day, if you've got a part-time job, et cetera, then access is limited once you're in. And then once you get into class, is it a world-class learning experience? Is there technology? Is there research or creative activity opportunities? Are there getting out in the community with that content area? So access has three or four or five levels when you think about it, and they all matter.
After some difficult years, during which the cost of a California State University education doubled to about $6,500 per year in tuition and fees, White is now presiding over a budget that is growing a little bit.
This is the first year in which we've had net new resources to invest in the university, and I did it in three areas. One was employee compensation. Second was dealing with bottleneck issues, course availability, et cetera. And the third was some of these programs to facilitate student success. Next year, I think we will continue to invest in those three areas.
The chancellor also announced a new system-wide $50 million initiative to strengthen the CSU in seven key areas.
One is to make sure we invest in full-time professorial faculty. Second is to focus on the issues around advising. Third is to make sure that we don't have artificial barriers to student success, that there aren't enough sections of a certain class that everybody needs to move on. We also want to make sure we have resources for innovations, both in advising and instruction. And then finally, to make sure that for those students who have the interest and aptitude to travel internationally or to do research when they're undergraduates, to publish papers, to do creative performances, to build a resume, to differentiate themselves from the next smart young woman who's looking for graduate school or medical school or a job, we want to be able to differentiate our students from the pack.
But White admits that's a lot to do with a bit more than $2 million per campus.
It does get spread thin, but if you are strategic for campus in one part of the state, an investment in faculty is exactly what they need because of the turnover of their faculty. But somewhere else, they may have as many faculty members as they need in an important discipline, but they're really weak on advising. So we're going to be very strategic and focused and let the campuses help design what would really matter most to them.
White says he thinks of those expenditures as investments, not costs. But after 25 years of what he called systematic disinvestment, there's a lot more within the CSU system that needs attention and funds. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.